listening to The Kelly Slusher Show with your host, Kelly Slusher. Well, hello. Thank you for joining me for another episode of The Kelly Slusher Show. I took a couple weeks off again, but hey, I've got a ton of back episodes. So if you ever just like crave hearing me talk about things and stories and all the things that I do and my jokes, and I do some pretty funny sketches too. I like them. I entertain my own self. Maybe this podcast is just for me. Anyway, I, you know, get busy because I'm a musician. If you guys know who I am, I'm a singer-songwriter. I've been doing this for years. I put albums out. I've done a lot of stuff. Kelly Slusher, look me up. Follow me on Spotify. I'm working on another release. I found an old song, which I completely kind of forgot that was ready to go. It's like it's mastered by, you know, it's ready. It's like sitting there. So that's going to be my next release, and I'm going to work on that. So I was just in the store, and we are expecting a crazy storm. And I live up, I talk about this, but I live in a place where, you know, it snows and it gets stormy, and, you know, just part of it. It's kind of a reason I had left for a while, because that part, I'm not a big fan of the storms. But man, if you live up here, you are a trooper. So I think the people who live up here and people who live in these kind of areas, they're tougher skinned people, because you have to be, you know. So everyone's just preparing. I've been to the store a couple days in a row just because, like, he's, oh wait, one more thing, you know, because we don't know, are we going to get stuck, and, you know, is there going to be like a snowstorm where like you can't leave for a week? We don't know. I mean, that it happened last year this time. I wasn't here. I was in Arizona during the snowpocalypse, but it was crazy last year. And I, you know, 2 weeks of just like snow covered. So you don't know. So anyway, just making sure. I'm like, oh wait, one more thing. And the other thing, I don't have a backup generator. So I'm buying foods. Like, I was like, oh, that's it. Peanut butter and jelly. I can live off peanut butter and jelly. You don't have to refrigerate it. I mean, the jelly, but hey, it's fine. It'll be okay, you know. But like, other than that, like, I'm just thinking of like backup foods. And so I was like, oh, I'll go grab that. So, oh, and I need some sparkle water. So my favorite flavor is cherry blossom, the LaCroix cherry blossom. And I'm not a big, I don't really like many of the other flavors. I prefer Waterloo, but I really have gotten hooked on these cherry blossom. So it doesn't taste like a cherry blossom, but it would taste like, I mean, I don't know. You can't really eat a cherry blossom from what I know. Maybe they're edible. They probably are. I mean, you can eat cherries. So what would that, the smell, you know, what would that taste like? But it has this very, it almost tastes like cherry 7-Up, if you remember that. I don't know if that's still a thing, but way back when I was a kid, that was, I remember it coming out, and that was like the thing. I was like, ooh, cherry 7-Up. So it kind of reminds me of that. And that could be a retro flavor. But anyway, but the LaCroix guy was there stalking the, you know, he was there stalking. So I felt like, ooh, I've, here is someone who knows he's this LaCroix guy. So I kind of reach my body over his like cart. I'm like, someone just want a cherry blossom. And he like kind of, it's like, oh, you like that flavor? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, oh, it's getting discontinued. I'm like, no, because I'm the only one that buys this, right? It's not popular. I'm like, yeah, I'm probably the person that, oh, well, I'm going to actually go buy as many cases as I can. But I think they're not going to discontinue. I think they're going to just not have it in the stores. I could probably order it online, which, why would I do that? I love the convenience, you know, oh, my cherry blossom. And so he said, yeah, so we got some new flavors coming out. One is Mojito, Barfoli, not into that. And then the other one is called Sunshine. And he said, it's whatever you want it to. It's like whatever flavor you think it is. I'm like, really? They're going there? LaCroix is going there? He's like, yeah. Oh, what is this? Sunshine. What's the flavor? I think it's plum. It's definitely strawberry. It has more of a mango taste. So it's whatever you want it to be, which I think is so weird. Who is marketing behind LaCroix? Come on, guys. That's way too mystical. Like, what are you doing? You know, I think the cherry blossom's a great idea, but I can see why a lot of people wouldn't be like, ooh, I want to drink a flower. No, I do. I could live in cherry blossom land forever. I think I'm from there. It's like my favorite thing. The cherry blossom trees. I'm like, cherry blossom. I like freak out. And I look on my, I've been living in this new place and have this beautiful, overlook area where I can see trees and all this. And then I look down below because I moved in the winter, and like these little teeny blossoms are just blooming from this beautiful kind of a medium size, looks like some kind of fruit tree. But I didn't know what they were because, you know, there were no leaves. And so one day I just look out and there's beautiful pink flowers, and apparently that's an apricot. And so that's, I'm like, pink blossoms are happening outside my door. I usually have to like go to the cherry blossom. So I thought that was funny. So look out for that sunshine flavored LaCroix. Well, what is it? I wonder how they're going to even say, how are they going to market that? I always think about like marketing, and I always think about like, there's like a, you know, it's a board meeting and they're talking about the new flavors, and you know, every single product we look at and drink or eat or whatever probably had some, they were sitting there, you know, people had to talk about it and bring up, maybe it was people's ideas, but I think they're not really doing good in the flavor department, like LaCroix. Like, I think they need to hire some new, more creative people who can come up with some better flavors, because mojito is not a flavor people are going to want. They just won't want that, because why is that, everybody? You know as well as I know, mojito is an alcoholic beverage. Why would you just drink mojito? You're not going to. I won't. I will never be excited about that. Just come up with some, there's a billion flavors. Come up with, how about just a blueberry LaCroix? People would drink that, you know? So I don't know. There's so many good ideas, but so sunshine and mojito. Anyway, what else? Oh, so have you ever noticed like on the pack, if you go and you buy some cashews or mixed nuts, it's, if it says fancy on it, that actually means something. And I didn't know what that meant. I was always like, oh, I'm eating the fancy nuts. What does that mean? That's so silly. So I look it up, and fancy means that they're all the better nuts. So they're like the ones that they're not broken pieces. You're going to get your whole cashews and like all of the fancy mixed nuts. There won't be any crumbs. It's all going to be nice, you know, top of the batch, what do you call it? Like top of the heap, you know, they're going to be the top of the heap of the ones that you want to, you know, so like in the factories or whatever. And then the ones that are probably all kind of broken up, those are just throw those in the mixed nuts. No one cares. So there are people that do care. And now I'm kind of starting to care. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And if they are, you know, broken, oh, I had somewhere to go with that. I had somewhere to go. Oh, there's extra fancy. It'll say extra fancy, but that's very controversial because that's not a grade. Extra fancy is not a grade because they can't get any more fancier than fancy. So there are people that literally buy their fancy nuts knowing that's what that meant, but I didn't know. You know, it's like Kirkland fancy nuts. Like, what does that even mean? Like, here you're just like some, you know, anyway. Me. dog on a string. So my neighbors, I live on a loop. So it loops around. And so it's a really great street for people to walk their dog. And there's so many people walk their dogs on my street. And so, you know, you have drive and then there's one with their dog, and I'm like, dog on a string. Every time I see it, imagine they're walking their dog on a little string. And then this lady walked past me. She walks past me and she's like, and I wait, because everyone waves. I mean, it's rude not to wave. So, hey, I'm all about the hello, friendly neighbor wave. And she gave me the nod. She nodded her head. She went, you're like, kicker. She gave me a nod, and I was like, what's that about? Oh, I can't lift my hand to say howdy. I'm going to just go, howdy, howdy. I feel like that's something you'd have to train yourself to do, a head nod. I can't nod. I'm never going to nod to you. And I'm also not going to wink at you. You know those people that are like, wink, wink. Hey, kiddo, wink, wink. Or they'll give you a wink, like, you doing good, wink. I'm never going to wink. If I wink, It's because I've got something in my eye. I'm not a winker. Okay, so let's listen to this little sketch I made. I made a little fake advertisement, and I'll talk about it once we come back.
Lean on Leon's Auto Tire and Hair. Leon's Auto Tire and Hair. For all your auto needs, new and used tires, and the latest hairstyles and perms. Haircuts starting at only $9.98. We're having a sale on Moto Full Synthetic 5-Gallon Motor Oil for just $35.43. Peaky Long Life Premix Antifreeze and Coolant for $6.93. And Beauty Dew Curl Enhancer Shampoo and Conditioner, 2-pack for only $7.18. Tire installation and haircut starting at only $14.95. Come on down to Leon's for all your auto tire and hair needs. And only in the month of February, we're offering a free hair blowout when you purchase a set of anti-blowout tires and rims. So come on down to Leon's Auto Tire and Hair, where you will not regret your visit. Lean on Leon's Auto Tire and Hair.
All right. So, okay, so that is a fake ad I did because I was driving down the road. I looked over and I saw an auto parts store and then I saw a nail salon and I thought, wow, what if those were two combined businesses? That was a business, you know, you won't go into the hair salon and it's also a tire store. It's also an auto parts store. And you know, when you walk into an auto parts store, it has that smell and it's always those grease ball men, not grease ball, but you know, I consider them grease monkeys behind the... They're not. But they're like mechanic kind of vibe. You know, I got the mechanic vibe going on. And then you walk in, you're like, excuse me, where's the shampoo aisle? And he's like, aisle 9 right next to the motor oil. And don't get your motor oil mixed up with the shampoo because it would be one greasy mess. So I played that. So I thought it'd be funny. So I did it. I did it because it'd be funny. It's a what if, you know? It's a funny what if. So I played that for some friends. And they're like this older couple that I'm friends with. They could kind of probably be, yeah, they could be parents. They could be my parents. And yeah, they could definitely be my parents. And but they're fun and I love them. And but they're like, I played it for them and they're like, gosh, that's a great, they took it serious. They thought it was a real business. And they thought that I actually did the ad, like for reals. Like, yo, you're really good at that. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's a joke. It's a joke that I made the ad. It's a joke. I didn't explain it to them. Like, it's a joke. It's not a real business. She thought, oh, that's a great idea. I'm like, it's a J-O-K-E. I don't understand why you don't hear it as a joke. It's silly willy. So anyway, I think it's weird that there's these videos. I'm seeing it on Instagram, probably TikTok and Instagram. And they're just those short videos, but it'll be like someone, this is what they do. This is their whole gig. Their whole gig is showing you a video, showing themselves looking, and then it shows a video of something absurd happens, and then you watch their reaction, and it's always like, and then another one will happen, and there's another video of someone doing something absurd, and then you see them going, oh, and then they look at the they look over there, and they see that, you know, some lady's like doing some weird thing, and then that you it's like you're watching their reactions to bad to things that are happening, and I think it's funny. Two or three times I've seen this person, but now I'm kind of over it. It's not funny. Give me some more funny material, guy. Like, there's this one particular guy and that's all he's doing. He's like looking over there showing like, oh no, that's awful. And this just his reactions, or he does have good reactions. And that's probably why people like, but you know what? I think people are probably still watching him because it's like a way to, so that person must be searching for the weirdest videos all the time online, and then there's their reaction. And the people are making careers off of that, probably, like getting millions and millions of views. And then there's that kind of thing. And then there's the other videos that people are making a lot of. Yeah, no, there's a lot of people making videos, making fun of videos. And they're like, I know you guys are like, yeah, Kelly, that's been around for a while. I know, but it is trippy to think that there's people who they're making a living, like it's become their livelihood to find weird videos and comment on them, or, you know, like, and show us, but they can only show you like 5 seconds of it because then it's a copyright thing. I know this lady who saw Jimi Hendrix when she saw Jimi Hendrix. And, how was that? It's kind of boring. I was bored. That was her reaction. She saw Jimi Hendrix. What was her reaction? I was kind of bored. Really? Bored? You were bored. Here's Jimi Hendrix. Just him alone would probably be completely entertaining. Just his vibe or whatever. But he's probably like up there doing his crazy stuff and maybe setting his guitar on fire. Yeah, it's bored. It's boring. It's just bored. I was just like, it's so bored. He was like, I don't know. Really? That's so funny. I won't say who it is because I don't want anyone like burning our house down. Like legit Hendrix fans would be like, what? Get the pitchfork. Okay. I got a list here of things I want to talk about. But I won't go over all of them. So I'm riffing a little bit for you. Okay. My mother, I don't think I mentioned this. This is funny. My mother has talked about how she dated this guy before my dad. And she calls him the low forehead guy. And she's like, I'm glad that I didn't marry the low forehead guy. Because all my children would have low foreheads. And I go, Mom, thanks for not marrying the low forehead guy. And it's just kind of funny. She's like, oh, I didn't marry that low forehead guy. And all my kids would have low foreheads. And so she showed me a picture of him in her yearbook. And yeah, he totally did. Like, it was, I mean, the space between his hairline and his, like, eyebrows wasn't far. He had a way low forehead. So yeah, I'm really glad she picked my dad. And speaking of my dad, he's now in a care facility. And I thought, do I talk about this on my podcast? I'm like, no, I will, because it's real. This is my life in real time. If you want to hear, I won't tell you every little detail because that's boring, but it's just kind of crazy because my dad is now in a care facility, which is probably the hardest thing. One of the hardest things to have to go through is parent stuff. You know, like at some point everyone has to go through this. And so it's part of, you know, existence. And, you know, unless your, you know, parent dies early, you know, that's hard too. So the whole thing is not easy, but so it's sad. And he has this thing that everything, I may have mentioned this, but everything to him, if food doesn't taste good to him, he calls it lobgolly. He's like, what is this lobgolly? And of course I was making, because he was saying that before he went into the nursing facility, I told my sister, I'm like, oh, you know all the food they're going to serve him. You know what he's going to say. Sure enough, you know, the nurse is bringing him his food and he's like, what's this lobgolly? I'm like, oh, sorry, Mr. Slusher. Can we get you something else? And they'll bring like a cheeseburger. But yeah, he's being very well cared for, very well taken care of. And for that, I am grateful. It is hard to even think because he doesn't want to be there. And I think that's one of the saddest things is it's just this idea that, you know, he doesn't want to be there. He wants to be at home with his wife, but she can't care for him. And that's usually what happens. Like it's so hard. Like anyway, so those are, I'll probably have some more stories with my dad because yeah. So that's happening. That's kind of a downer. I think that's another reason I haven't been doing my podcast quite as much because I'm not in the happiest of places when it comes to that. I'm a little sad. So my podcast is very much, I've always felt like, and it's true, it's kind of fun. And I always like to, you know, make you laugh somehow. And if you like this podcast, please like and subscribe and follow me and do all the things to help me grow it. Also, if you like my music, please follow me on all the social medias. I'm everywhere. I just got a TikTok thing. I don't really go on TikTok a lot. I don't know why. It's never been. I like Instagram. It's just not my thing. Really. It's okay. But I always forget to put stuff up on that and that it's there. So, but yeah, I'm on TikTok, Instagram, Spotify. not Spotify. I am on Spotify. You know, I have a Facebook page. Oh, I'm so bad at the Facebook page too. I don't know why. It's so clunky. Facebook is clunky. Would you agree? It's clunky. You're like, I don't know. And then the other thing that Facebook does is they charge you to boost your post. Instagram does this too. They charge you to boost your post so it goes out to more people. So it's not free. And I don't mind paying a little bit sometimes, you know, like, you know, it's a great service they provide. But I just wish that they would kind of let your posts, like, at least on Facebook, like, go out to all the people that decide to follow you, and it doesn't. So I'll be like, okay, I've got all these people on there, and then it's like, oh. So, suddenly salad, suddenly salad, suddenly salad. So did you know this? Okay, if you're a Jeep driver, Jeep person, and I guess apparently people leave ducks on different Jeeps. It's a thing. You'll find ducks on your Jeep. Like little rubber ducks, not real ducks. You thought it was real ducks. No. Little rubber ducks from people that leave ducks on the Jeeps. Isn't that funny? I don't know what that's about. So if you ever buy a Jeep, be prepared for the rubber duckies, because people love doing that. I guess it's a thing. People are like, oh, I'm really into my Jeep. See, I'm a Toyota girl. I'm a Toyota lady. I love yo. I was like, I'm a Toyota. Toyota. Because it's got Yoda in there. And it's got toy in there. I am. There's a band called, it's a real thing. Look it up. Hate Beak. And it's a bird. It's a parrot. And he's screaming. And it's like metal. It's like, look it up. It's a real thing. Hate Beak. I went to hang out with a friend, and we were having a lot of fun shopping, and she bought me this. So we were in this little store with all this pretty little stuff, and I was like, oh, look at this. And it was a little, I don't know what, like a plaque, or it's like something you maybe rest your spoon on. I don't know. It's a spoon holder, but it said, the older I get, the wiser you get. And I don't think that makes sense. And she didn't think it made sense. And we were laughing. So she's like, I'm buying that for you. And so I was laughing. And like, she took it to the counter. One, please. One. And she bought it. And the girl, the clerk was probably like, why are you buying this? It's like, I need this. You're the only one that bought this. We're aware of that. It's really pretty, but the saying, so now I'm like, oh my gosh, I want to start thinking about funny phrases and like make them into like, you know, like plaques that people would hang out that would say like live, laugh, love, but it says something completely random, and try to sell them and try to sell the public on that. It doesn't need to make sense. And that's what makes it brilliant. That's why we love it. Oh, plants. I was tripping on this. Plants see vegans as killers. Plants see vegans as killers. Wrap your head around that one. Vegans see themselves as kind. Vegans see themselves as compassionate. But plants see vegans as they're going to eat me. Like crazy. They know it. They like walk in the room like, ah, it's a vegan. It's a vegan. I'm just saying that because someone had pointed that out. There's a book called Secret Life of Plants, and where they were able to take, somehow they hooked something up to plants, and they could tell that they had awareness. Plants have awareness. Like one time I had a plant and someone had given it to me, and I just didn't like this plant. It was pretty, but I never liked this plant because I'm like, this plant is way too aware of me. Like it's freaked me out. And I was tripping out one night, thinking a little bit too much of that plant. I just couldn't do the plant anymore. I just wanted to get out of my house. And so finally I moved and I gave the plant to somebody, and she likes it, and the plant's doing great there. I haven't asked her about, you know, if she's been freaked out by it or not, but there's this other tree. There's a tree, and I only saw it in Portland. It's called the Puzzle Monkey Tree. And it is the freakiest tree to me. Like, I remember riding my bike, and, like, I would stop and look up, because I love looking at trees, and I like tripping out on the spacing out and just kind of, like, looking at things like that and looking at, I don't know why I do this, but I, you know, just looking at tree. I just love nature, you know. But I look up at the monkey, I think it's a monkey puzzle tree or monkey puzzle tree. I'm pretty sure, not puzzle monkey tree. Monkey puzzle tree. And it is the scariest tree I've ever seen. Like, I'm like, oh my gosh, this, there's something, ooh, it freaks me out. I can't handle those trees. Like, there's something up there. There's something freaky about them. And I don't think there's any trees. Like, sometimes I'll get a little freaked out if it's, like, late at night and I look up at a really tall tree and I'm like, that's scary because there could be something up there. But those puzzle monkey trees, no thank you. No. And then they're not native. They were brought over here. And that's the thing about Portland. If you go to Portland, you'll notice there is such a variety of trees just kind of like grown everywhere because of that. Like, there were these people that brought all these different trees and people would plant them, like, ooh, let's plant this. And they didn't come from Portland. So it does make it very unique there. Where here, where I live, I think it's more common. Like, you can identify most of the trees, but not in Portland. And I guess those puzzle monkey trees came in from a certain batch someone had brought in from some other part of the world. So I think that's why. I think they came from like some like voodoo tribe or something. Like, get it away. Get away from me. All right, I'm going to play you one more silly sketch and then I'm going to let you go.
Is your cat dry? I mean, really, really dry? Flaky dry?
Meow.
Well, introducing cat lotion, the lotion that's only made for cats. It replenishes, it rehydrates, meow, your funny furry little friend. Why wait when your cat's all dried up? This lotion really works. Cats love it, preferred by cats and human owners who are tired of looking at their itchy cat all dried up. Replenish your cat now with cat lotion.
Okay, I made that a few years ago. More than a few years. Self? Why you lying to yourself, self? It was longer than a few years ago. It must have been about 6. So cat lotion, what does that come from? Seriously, doesn't make sense. Another one of my favorite things. You would never put lotion on a cat. It'd get all furry and you put it on the fur and it'd get all stuck in there. And then you like try to get it into the skin. And because it's a solution of cat dander. Cat dander is not cool, okay? You're not going to be sitting there snorting a line of cat dander. What if that was someone's thing? Like, oh, is that cocaine, dude? No, it's cat dander. I'm really hooked on it. Makes me sneeze and itchy and it's terrible. Sorry, that was really gross. Leave you with that. That's disgusting. So gross. All right. Okay, thank you guys for listening, and yeah, until next time, bye-bye.